Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good morning. Welcome to another series of Adventures in Companionship with Dr. Bill Price and myself, Rufula. I believe that now we have been regulars and you know us and you have built some companionship with us. Hello, Dr. Bill. How are you?
It's wonderful to be with you again in the studio. I nearly said in theater. But sometimes we carry on like we're in a theater acting on stage. And how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you. I hope our listeners are doing well, and I trust that they are growing and learning and being encouraged and empowered based on our subject that we're busy working with entitled The Adventures in Companionship. And this morning we're wanting to look at the beauty of the engagement process within companionship.
Yeah.
So to me, I think there's a difference between friendship and companionship. So friendship is the foundational basis on which companionship begins to build. So out of friendship, which is two people or more who are focused on similar interests. So when you're in love with someone, then you are looking into each other's hearts and lives and eyes, and you're looking towards almost like a commonality of a future.
Yeah.
In friendship, there's a little difference. You're starting to look at things. We're friendship because we have similar values. We like writing or reading or encouraging people or movies or sports or fishing or whatever. And companionship is the dynamic. It's the DNA in which we dance within that friendship. So when we're companions, we are people with a commonality. It was the Roman philosopher Cicero in the first century BC where he said, friendship is the only thing in the world concerning the usefulness of which all mankind are agreed. And we agreed that friendship is the most useful thing on the planet. And when we pay attention to a companionship relationship, people that are gathered together, there are a few things that help encourage that relationship. So I guess the first thing is, how do we select the right kind of companion? How do we select out of hundreds and thousands of people around us, how do we select that one person that we could say is the friend that we're wanting to create a companionship relationship for? Proverbs 18:24, a man and a woman of many companions may come to ruin, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So companionship is in the many, and I am relating to the many, and friendship is a little bit more intimate, a little bit more clarified, a little bit more focused. And so when we look at the process of engagement, what we need to remember is that we are paying attention to quality, and we're not so much looking for quantity. And we can pay attention to quality, and we can encourage each other in the process of a quality relationship. Because the more you walk with the person who is wise, Proverbs 13 reads, you no longer are a companion of a fool or fools, and that can suffer you harm. So character is something that's caught within our relationship. So I want to realize that part of the encouragement of companionship is that we are there to add value to each other's character. We are growing in each other's presence, and we are challenging each other to grow. For companionship to take place, there has to be, remember, the two pillars of the archway was time and effort.
Yeah.
And as long as we're paying time and applying effort, our relationship begins to strengthen. And we must realize that distance just makes it more difficult. We are called that we must not forsake our friend. And we need to walk the path of our neighbor. There's a very interesting little scripture. When you read it, it says, if you don't visit and you don't walk the pathway to your friend's house, then weeds grow in the path. And so it's almost like I was talking to a friend the other day who hadn't contacted one another in a few years. And our first comment to each other was, oh, wow, how long has it been since we related and contacted each other and we worked it out? And then we said, that's really a busy, a real busy time that we've both had. And how come we missed on relating to each other? How come the other person went off the other person's agenda? And it was something that we explored. And it became a lovely, significant discussion to make that discovery that sometimes busyness gets us to the place where it's almost like we defocus off a person. Mm. And the moment you defocus off a person, then you're no longer engaged. The person goes off your radar, yeah. Was one of the things, yeah, that we spoke about. So the best encouragement in terms of maintaining a companionship relationship is to make sure that the other person is on your radar. The blip is on your radar. Sometimes they're in the center of the radar. Sometimes they're more towards the circumference. But the moment they leave the radar, it's as if you don't read them anymore. It's as if the signal is no longer there. So we need to be able to understand that we've got to keep each other on each other's radar. In coaching, I discover that when I'm coaching both executives and people who are wanting both business life and strategic coaching, that an average connection date is around about 20 to 24 days. The moment it goes over 30 days, then it feels as if wow, we've got some catching up to do. I've got a friendship circle of a particular group of friends. We meet every year for 5 days in the Drakensberg, where we encourage and empower each other. And we believe that Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, that's how we sharpen one another. So the purpose of our relationship is to sharpen each other, to challenge each other, to develop each other. And there's like a mutuality between us. But then when we come back home, we meet every 3 months where we'll have a dinner together. But then, of course, we are interacting with each other within those 3 months a little bit more intimately and more regularly. So it's something that we've got to keep going and keep working at. Another encouragement, part of the encouragement process, is mutual respect. So the respect is the foundation of any good relationship. And when we look at any relationship or any companionship, one of the main ways that we show respect is how we relate to that friend and how we talk to that friend. And we have things like privacy and confidentiality, and we don't belittle each other. We make fun of each other, but we definitely don't belittle each other,
yeah,
because we are there for each other's benefit. I guess another encouragement factor is candor. So candor is C-A-N-D-O-R. Candor is the ability to... it was Oscar Wilde who said, a true friend stabs you in your chest, not in your back. So a true friend will face you. He faces you and says, can I challenge you? And it is in Proverbs 27 where we find better is an open rebuke than hidden love, and faithful are the wounds of a friend, and profuse are the kisses of an enemy. So candor is the ability to not to wound and not to flatter, but candor is the ability to look at a person's life and go, hey, I don't know about you, but I'm seeing this, and I'm wondering how that is adding value to you being who you are. I'm wondering how, you know, the way that you talk to people or the way that you think, and you notice things about a person that is possibly something that is not kind or like Christ-like. And we then need to just pull one another's socks up and go, hey, what's going on here? And would you like to talk a little bit about it? And let's see how we can work that out, because it's important. To encourage one another, another aspect is forgiveness. And it teaches us to be generous in the extension of that gift. It's a gift that we need to give each other. A guy phoned me today, and he's going through a whole lot of financial issues, and we had a business arrangement, and so therefore owes finances. And he says, man, I'm very, very sorry. And I said, I want you to know that I have released you from that. You don't need to pay that back, because I understand what it's like to go through financial difficulties. COVID visited us in a very difficult time and created a lot of financial challenges in our life. And I learned what it was like to not have. And I said to him, so just focus. And I helped him pay attention and coached him on what he needs to pay attention to have a restoration in his financial world. And he said, no, he's bound by honor to pay me back. I said, well, then I will accept it only if you pay me last. I don't want to be the first person to be paid. You make sure everybody else is paid. And but if you insist, I'm not going to disrespect you, and I will honor that. So true friendship is too valuable to throw away over pettiness and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Another encouraging criteria is constancy. There's a proverb in Proverbs 17 that reads, a friend loves at all times. And we need to understand that in all times, I need to try and be my best to be consistent. And the greatest test of love is sacrifice. And it's about, how do I constantly sacrifice for those that I'm in companionship with? And I sacrifice sometimes my own thoughts and ideas and my own concepts and my own predispositions that I have about life and about religion and about God and about spirituality, and allow difference to be part of our relationship. Yeah. So I must allow a huge amount of difference to take place within our space, and realize that that person is living their world, they in their bubble, and I'm living in my world and in my bubble. And the worst thing to try and do is to try and make my fellow companion to think like me or to be like me, because then if that's the case, then why don't you just be your own best companion or marry yourself? Because then, you know, you don't need to change. You're just yourself all the time. So the encouragement process is important in any relationship. It takes hard work, and relationships don't just happen.
Yeah.
Relationships you have to work at it, and you have to be alert in the relationship. You have to be aware in the relationship, and be in tune with each other. My wife and I, in closing, every year have a little ritual that we go through, and we introduce each other to each other again. I'm going, hi, I want to introduce myself to you. My name is Bill. And I've been married to you for a year, but I'd like to tell you a little bit about the inside of my world. And I've changed in the following areas. So,
yeah.
Number one, in my spirituality, I've changed in this way. I no longer believe this as strongly as I did. I've shifted in terms of that in thinking about finances and the future.
Mm.
And we bring each other up to date with constant evolution that's taking place in my life on the inside.
Yeah.
And if you keep in contact with each other and you relate to each other in terms of this is the latest version of me,
yeah,
that's the critical part of maintaining an encouraged relationship.
Do you believe that it's important for that factor to be done in all aspects of relationships? You know, you just mentioned an example about you and your husband, what you do yearly. Is it an important factor in all relationships?
The one thing that I believe is missing in most relationships is the factor of awareness.
Okay.
Of consciousness.
Yeah.
So you'll have a brother and a sister or two sisters or a daughter and a mother, and they live together in the same house for a year. And at the end of the year, the daughter makes a response and the mother goes, "Wow, that's interesting. You've never said that before to me. You've never said that way before to me." And that's because they haven't caught up with each other. And the reason why the person has changed their mind and made another decision and made a different declaration simply means that they have grown in an area or they haven't grown in an area. And that's their response. So the response is always the end result of either growth or non-growth in my life, where there's been a shift or there hasn't been a shift in my life. So it's critical that awareness and constant unpacking of each other, of where I am, where I stand, what I think, what I feel.
Yeah.
Because I am becoming uniquely me and uniquely differently me all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. That is amazing. Thank you so much, Dr. Bill Price. Remember, if you have any queries, any questions, or you just want to make any comments, you can email him on inspired@drbillprice.com. And thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.